Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And let me give some credit to my man, Deuce McBride. Because how many times last night did Deuce McBride hit the big shot to kind of stop a Cleveland run, to stop the momentum that the Cavaliers were building? So, A, props to Deuce McBride, no pun intended, props. Also, the chucking of threes, and that's probably not the word I want to use, the three-point attempts, which we told you yesterday, it's going to go up. Mike Brown offense, this is going to be different than Tibbs. It was one of the things I complained about last year. They were 27th in the league in three-point shot attempts. They attempted 40 last night.
I mean, the Cavs attempted 46.
So they did.
What are we even talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the Knicks attempts.
It's just the league.
But hold on. The league, you're right. Last year, the Knicks were 27th in attempts.
Yes.
If they get to 40 a night, using last year's numbers, they will attempt in the top five in the NBA this year.
Okay.
So you're right. The league has changed, but the Knicks weren't changing with it. And last night was an indicator that it will. They played 82 games last year. Do you know how many times they attempted 40 or more threes in a game?
Twice.
No, that'd be crazy. 14. Which is, what, a quarter of the less than a quarter of the season?
I had to go to the low end. You were making a big deal of it.
Well, it still is, though.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. It's not the extreme of only taking two. So we saw them attempt more threes. We saw them be very more aggressive. They got to the line a lot more than Cleveland, and it was a nice victory. I do want to do a quick favor for everybody.
Go ahead.
Would you like the highlight of last night's Brooklyn Nets game?
Sure.
Here it is, the most entertaining thing that came out of the Brooklyn Nets game against the Charlotte Hornets.
Maybe this is where I work in my note that this is the only matchup in the NBA where one team's name is contained in the other team's name. It's the Nets against the Hornets.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Highlight of the game.
Is there a potential for that anywhere else?
Oh, God.
Basketball.
How about sports in general? Is there any other matchup between a containing name of a bigger name? Red Sox, White Sox, no. Cubs, no.
I doubt it, man.
Can you look for that, Sean?
Yeah, do that mental gymnastics, Sean.
I can't wait for the next 2 hours.
All sports, by the way, hockey included.
Yeah. So thank you, Ian. That was the highlight of last night's Nets game. Now, real quick on the prop stuff. We obviously do gambling ads around here. I do reads for FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you sometimes during the reads, hey, this is what I bet. And you'll notice that. I'll say, I bet that the Nets will lose because I take out emotional insurance.
Right.
Personally, and this is just me speaking, I raise my hand. I don't do prop bets.
Mm.
Now, I'll mention in the reads, you can do prop bets.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
That's a big part of what they do.
It is a big part of what they do, and people do prop bets. I think Sean does prop bets. I think Tommy does prop bets.
Lining them up for tonight?
Yep.
I don't love prop bets, and I want to tell you kind of why.
Why?
In 2007, I was here at WFAN doing middays, first year with Joe Beningo, and I took advantage of the fact that we could get a press credential for every sporting event. And so I would go to Nets games. I'd go to Knicks games. I'd go to basketball games. And at Nets games, I would sit behind the little TV screen that kept up to date assists, rebounds, points.
Right, so the official score, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
That year, Jason Kidd was a triple-double machine, and that was the most entertaining part of the Nets. They were a good team, but it was, oh my God, Jason Kidd, triple-double, triple-double, triple-double. And I started to notice something that didn't even bother me, didn't make a big deal of it, why would I? I started to notice that some of the assists they were handing Jason Kidd, Fugazi. Some of the rebounds they were handing Jason Kidd was Fugazi.
Why, because he just put a finger on the ball and he got a rebound for it?
Kind of, yeah. And I started to realize it's like official scoring in baseball, which I bitch about. No one can say anybody's doing anything wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Because it is your interpretation.
Right.
Like, I'm not accusing anybody of any wrongdoing, especially back then. It was more, yeah, he got his finger on it. That's a rebound. Yeah. Okay, it took about 9 seconds. That's an assist. Just like baseball. That's a hit. That's an error. John Smoltz was openly bitching about it on TV a couple of weeks ago when he was begging for Treyus Savage to throw a no-hitter. You guys remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
And I noticed it, and I just put it away. Like, all right, that's weird. And so, to me, it's a very manipulative stat.
Right.
We talk about players a lot today.
So the prop betting can be manipulated.
Absolutely. Right. And I don't think it is. Like, I don't think official scorers are doing that. But I've also seen...
Not intentionally. They're not doing it intentionally, but it's also kind of random.
Yes.
It's not objective.
Yes.
It can be subjective, and that leaves it open. That leaves it open for malfeasance.
Correct.
Right.
I don't think malfeasance are going on.
Yeah.
But I've always wondered when it comes to assist numbers and rebound numbers, and certainly with baseball, it's more obvious, the official scoring decisions.
Right.
But look, most people aren't going to watch every inning. But I watch these games, and sometimes I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? That's a hit? And then it changes the ERA of a pitcher because it's an unearned run versus an earned run. So I've always just been skeptical.
I've done my research on all four major sports.
Wow, that was quick.
It's easier than you think. It was easier than even I thought. There is one other example in one other sport where this is possible.
Where
only one. Tell
me the sport.
Baseball.
Where a team name, as Ian Eagle described it was the highlight of basketball last night, where a team name is contained in another team name.
Yes.
And you're saying it's in baseball.
In baseball. It's got to be the Mets.
It's got to be the Mets.
No, it isn't.
Damn it. The Cubs.
No, it isn't.
No.
Rays?
Nope.
I'm trying to think of the short name.
You're on the right track.
Right.
You're thinking the right way. You're forgetting a team.
Reds. The Reds and
the Red Sox.
And the Red Sox. There you go.
That's a little.
That's the only one.
Yeah, but that's like two Red Sox and Reds.
But the point is, it's REDS.
Yeah.
Here's what I will do.
It's not exact.
It's not Nets and Hornets.
But it's right.
Here's what I will do, because there's only one fair determiner of if that counts, like Nets and Hornets. I will text Ian Eagle.
Okay.
Because Ian Eagle was the man who created this whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask him, does it count? Reds are contained in Red Sox.
I also, looking through, NBA is still talking about expansion, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
They can create this. You have the Pelicans. How about the Vegas Cans?
Oh, God.
I mean, that joke writes itself. C-A-N-S.
Oh, all right. Man.
Thank you, Sean. We appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's
that
go
flat.
Let's go to Nick in Queens. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. you know, years ago in my neighborhood, they had a few mob bosses. And one of them, the story was always famous that he opened the door for the FBI when they came to get him at 3 a.m. So I'm pretty sure that the NBA all knew about it. And I'm sure that this was in some ways like a way to swing the gauntlet to let them know to clean it up now. You know, and I'm sure it wasn't just directed at them, but probably a few other sports too. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, you're probably right about it. That's why I said, I mean, Chauncey Billups probably knew that something was on the horizon. Maybe not exact day, but he probably had to. He had to know he was being investigated.
I would think Terry Rozier definitely would, only because we knew about this.
He was previously, I don't think he was indicted, but he was previously suspected.
Well, you know what we'll play you? What? I'll play all of us, because I barely remember it. When this story broke about Terry Rozier, it was January 30th.
Of this year?
Of this year. Wow. Would you like to hear our reaction to the Terry Rozier information? So this is January 30th, obviously a long time.
Was this pre-No Biggie? Because I think that's probably what I would have said.
I think it was pre-No Biggie.
This is way before No Biggie.
Yeah. No Biggie came in the middle of the baseball season. So here is a WFAN flashback. You don't have to play the jingle. It's okay. A WFAN flashback. From January 30th, Tiki and I's initial response to the Terry Rozier investigation. And keep this in mind about Terry Rozier. He's made $100 million in his NBA career. But the reason why I can believe this would happen, even for a millionaire, is that it is so easy in basketball, more than any other sport, by the way, to manipulate these kinds of things.
Yeah, it's also, we don't know how he spent his money. We don't know what he might be also on the hook for.
Sure.
Forced him to have to comply with whatever this is going on.
Could also just be easy
allegedly.
Money.
Or it just could be nothing.
Or it could be nothing. They're investigating it. NBA is saying they did their own investigation. Yes. Nothing came up. It could just be, wow, I can make easy money this way. Like, wow, my over-under is 16.5 points. There's no sport with these over-unders. We have the Super Bowl coming up in 2 weeks. That can be as controlled as the NBA.
Yeah.
No, mm. Look at that. We were ahead of the curve on that one.
Yeah. And well, like I said, it could be nothing. No biggie.
Yeah, well, it's a biggie.
It's something.
It's a biggie right now.
I was wrong.
But think about it. Back then, the NBA already cleared him. Mm. The NBA already said, we didn't find anything with it. But, you know, I'm glad we approached the money aspect of this, because I know that's always brought up. Like, oh, come on. The guy made so much money throughout his NBA career. I tell this story once before, and I do think it's related. There was a guy I knew. He was a millionaire, right? And when he went to movies, he would save the all-you-could-eat popcorn cup that would offer free refills. Because to him, I can get the free refill.
Right.
Now, an outsider, even myself, would say, you're a millionaire. Like, what the hell's it dead? Just pay the $9.99 and get a fresh cup.
Yeah,
and he was like, no. I can do this, so why wouldn't I? So if you're a millionaire, just because you have a lot of money, and you laid it out beautifully, you know, also don't know what the guy did with that money.
Yes.
But even if you have it, you're saving beautifully. If you could make easy money, and you think you're invincible and no one could catch you.
Right. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Right. Just like nobody's going to catch you bringing in a used free popcorn thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.